Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet Avin Ruziva Kagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Zeba B'Chavisa V'Zeba B'Kairasai. Two fellows are walking the Shus Rabim. One guy's holding onto a chavis, a barrel, and the other guy is holding onto a long beam. And they're both allowed to be there. Nishmar Kadei Shel Zeba B'Kairasai Shel Ze Putter. If this guy's barrel or jug breaks on the other guy's beam, the owner of the beam is putter. Why is that? Shel Zeba Shus Lahalich Shel Zeba Shus Lahalich. Both of them are allowed to be walking and going in the Shus Rabim, and they're both walking from opposite directions and bumped into each other. Since they're both allowed to be there, the owner of the beam, who is the cause of the damage, is Potter. Now what about the following? The guy holding the beam was walking first, he was in front, and the guy holding the barrel was behind him. And the barrel fellow was barreling through, he was walking very quickly, and Nishbra Chavis Bakaira. Because of that, he bumped into the beam, and his barrel broke. Potter Balkaira, the owner of the Kaira's Potter, because the owner of the Chavis was walking too quickly. However, Vim Amar Balkaira, if the owner of the beam had stopped, he paused right in the middle, it's like putting your brakes on in the middle of the road, and because of that, the owner of the barrel walked into him, chayiv, so then the beam owner is chayiv, because he shouldn't have stopped in the middle. Vim Amar Lebal Chavis, Amoid, Putter. But if the Balkaira, after stopping, yelled out to the Bal Chavis, stop, Amoid, stand, pause, don't come further, and the Bal Chavis kept on walking anyway, so then the Balkaira is Putter. What about the other way around? Hayo Bal Chavis, Rishon Balkaira, Achrayin, the Bal Chavis is walking first, the guy who's holding the beam, he's walking behind, and this guy holding the beam was walking a little too quickly, and because of that, Nishbra Chavis Bakaira, the barrel broke because it was hit by the beam, Chayiv, so the owner of the beam is Chayiv. Vim Amar Bal Chavis, Putter. If Bal Chavis short stopped, he just stopped in the middle of Shus Rabim, and because of that, the Balkaira bumped into him, so the Balkaira is Putter. Vim Amar Balkaira Amoid, but if the Bal Chavis had told the Balkaira, stop, pause, don't keep on going, Chayiv, so the Balkaira is Chayiv. And the Chayin Zeb Babinerev Zeb Pishtanoi, if one guy is walking with a nair, a flame, a candle, and the other guy is walking with Pishtan flax, which is highly flammable, we would have the same exact situation of being Mechayiv one and pottering the other. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more scenarios. Shnayim Shayim Halchem Rishos Rabim, two fellows are walking in Rishos Rabim. This guy's coming from one direction, and the other guy's coming from another direction. And that's a situation where they're Mahalchim, they're just walking. Or Echad Ratz V'Echad Mahalich. One of them is running, and one of them is walking. And even though one is usually not allowed to run in Rishos Rabim, this is talking about Erev Shabbos and Yontef, where one is allowed to run. Oli, or third scenario, Shayu Shnayim Ratzim, both of them are running. And so both of them are at fault for doing something strange, which you're usually not allowed to do in Rishos Rabim. Viziku Zazet, and they damaged each other, Shnayim Pturin, both of them are Potter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.